Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Happy Waiver Wednesday to all of you who celebrate.
Should I be closing my tabs here of transactions on Yahoo?
You want to talk it through? Why you spent what you spent? Why you did what you did? Let's talk about what you got and what you didn't get. Let's talk about your free agent offers that hit and that didn't. If you spent too much money, we'll be here to talk you down.
Your league is living under a rock if he is still available.
It's worth a flyer. It's one of those, if anybody's going to make that mistake, it's going to be me.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh yeah. Here we go. I'm looking at the waiver Wednesdays in a couple of my guillotine leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big money for Travis Kelce.
Do you know? So we had our waivers yesterday in our guillotine league, right? Who were the biggest names?
Bijan Robinson, was he in our league? Or?
No, okay. This is a different one. So we had Jamar Chase.
Yep, I'd be afraid.
Davante Adams.
I'd be afraid.
We had Trey McBride.
Okay, I'd be fine there.
We have DeAndre Swift.
Eh.
I finished.
It's only week one of guillotine. You don't have to be super aggressive.
I finished in the bidding on those players. Second, third. Oh, add Greg Dortch to the list. Hey, that was third.
Blessing in disguise, Joe.
$3 off on DeAndre Swift at $45. I guess Chase, I wasn't actually that close. I was just second. I was about 230 away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Yeah, I mean, you should be a little afraid of Chase. I was, you know, not. I wouldn't have bid 500 but out of 1,000, but I was willing to go up to 266. Don't know why I landed on that number. Do you ever have a science to that?
No.
Usually just random number spits out. That seems about right.
Yeah, you're like 260. And then you're like, you know what? No.
Someone's going 261.
264. Yeah. That's gonna do it.
Cause you go, I don't wanna miss out by $3.
And then it ends up being you missed out by $3 instead of $6. And
that's what DeAndre Swift, I bid 42.
And it was
just as easily could have gone, it was 45.
Right.
Just as easily could have gone 46.
Why not just bid 1,000? Make sure you get them.
Right.
On your whole guillotine budget.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in a guillotine league, happy Waiver Wednesday. You wake up to find out what you got, what you didn't get. Usually, it goes overnight Tuesday into Wednesday.
And most leagues run waivers today anyway.
Yeah.
The big name would have been Isaiah Likely, I think, in most leagues.
And Jordan Mason.
Jordan Mason obviously would be a big one, too, because he's probably going to start again for the 49ers. And I think we all saw that if McCaffrey were to miss a significant amount of time, Jordan Mason's like a top 10 running back in fantasy.
Yep.
Potentially. So those would be the two biggest.
You're talking the one end where you bid and you miss by a little. Yeah. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where I have a league, Guillotine League here, where Bijan Robinson was available. And he went for $600 of a $1,000 budget. And the next closest bid was $340.
Yeah.
It's tough to take, you know? That's the beauty of the blind bidding is, all right, I got my guy. How much did I spend that I didn't need to spend?
Yeah.
Oh, $260.
I think it might, is it healthier, you know, if you don't get on the player, get the player, it's like, all right, yeah, let me go see what I missed out on. If you get the player,
don't look.
Just don't even look.
Don't look. You are comfortable paying that? Don't look.
Right. Don't even look, cuz you've got him. You got what you wanted. You were willing to pay that price. You got what you wanted. Don't go look after and see, oh, I could have had him for $300 cheaper.
Yep. Well, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Big show today. Excited. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast at 7:30. Sal at 7 o'clock. Howard picks the Bills at 8. I have a nugget on the Dolphins. And, you know, it's Bills-Dolphins. This thing is... it's approaching so quickly. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Which, you know, Thursday night games happen. Maybe it's normally, Joe, that we get them in week 6 or 10 or wherever, and you're in the thick of a football season. Right now, for Bills-Dolphins to be the first midweek game outside of, like, the NFL kickoff game, it feels like it is a moment away. They just finished Arizona and now right into Miami and right into a game that is important. And I guess this is the question I would want to ask. Is anybody, and I mean this sincerely, is anybody thinking they could lose? They are underdogs. That's new against Miami, is it not?
Yeah, no, I don't. They haven't been an underdog.
They are underdogs
to anybody
Miami.
But like Kansas City in years, really.
Yeah. And if you look at the Bills-Dolphins history, I was going through this because people love to point out that the Bills have won their last how many against the Dolphins? Josh Allen's had got one loss, two losses.
I think it's 10, is it 10 of 11?
Yeah.
Though? Yeah.
Allen's got two losses against Miami, where one is the Charles Clay play. Some people call that a drop. Some say it might have been underthrown. Whatever. The Charles Clay play. And then the heat stroke game, where they lose it late, and they had 500 yards of offense and lose a game by two.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 10-2. However, over the course of 10-2, I would like to point something out, all right? Mm-hmm. Here's what I'd like to point out. Margin of victory. 25, 10, 17, 3, 30, 35, 15, 2, 3, 3, 28, 7.
Okay.
If you're a Dolphins fan, are you not saying, yes, you're still winning, we are closer.
In the way that the games are getting closer than they were?
4 out of 5 are one score games.
Mm-hmm.
4 out of 5. And one of those includes Skylar Thompson playing in a playoff game.
Yep.
Whereas, again, before, if I went 4 out of 5, I've got 4 out of 5 that are double digits.
Right.
35, 15, 30, 3, 17, 10, 25.
Yeah.
Instead of one game being the outlier that was close, it's one game stands out as being not close.
Yeah. Is the line of demarcation when McDaniel gets there?
I think so. Even though Brian Flores is given credit as a good defensive coach, when McDaniel got there, their offense woke up to a degree.
And honestly, their defense has played better.
It really has.
It was hard. I mean, the Bills scored 56 in one of them. Like, it's hard do worse than they were doing before.
But yeah, but the Bills' points against Miami are last game 21, including a special teams touchdown, 48, 34, 32, 19.
It's still pretty good.
It's not that bad considering this offense. And before that, again, 26, 35, 56, 31, 37.
Yeah.
So they are definitely, I think we can... I shouldn't say we can all agree. I think definitely closer. I think Mike McDaniel has pulled them closer. Last year, they're a don't blow it against Will Levis away from winning the division.
Mm-hmm.
If they had won that game and closed out a game they were up by two scores in the fourth quarter, they win the division. And I don't know how different the conversation is. And then again, I don't know what the playoffs would look like. The Bills would not have played at home. They certainly wouldn't have played two home games. So here we are. It's Bills-Dolphins. The Bills beat them all the time, but 4 out of 5, one-score games. Closer. What's more likely to happen in the next 4 to 5 games? The Dolphins stay close, or the Bills push that distance back out? And 4 to 5 games might be a tough thing to predict versus just 2 games this year.
Yep. Yep.
They are underdogs today. Is it crazy for them to be underdogs? I do not think it's crazy for them to be underdogs.
I think it's crazy given that they weren't underdogs against them last year. And I don't see how the two teams are all that different from last year. Either one of them. Like, I think the Bills have yet to prove that their offense is legitimately different from what we saw under Joe Brady at the end of last year and is legitimately better than what it was under Joe Brady last year. But Miami, to me, like, what they've done, what? They added old Jordan Poyer. They added Calais Campbell at 37 years old. Like, they did some stuff that's older on the roster.
They swapped a lot of defensive pieces. A lot.
But for better players?
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and their offensive line, they lost pieces. So, like, I think they're still good. I think they're exactly what they were last year, though. So, to me, it's maybe that is the, you know, the odds reacting, though, to what the last couple of games have been, which is
closer.
But they've been closer games. But I'm not more scared of the Dolphins than I was last year. Like, I don't feel a good reason to be respecting them more than I would have when they played in the season finale last year. And I almost think the Dolphins having the lead they did, it almost works backwards, I think, with Bills fans and even with me. Like, they had a 3-game lead. Was it 3.5-game lead, even?
3 games.
3-game lead. Okay, they had a 3-game lead at the end. And them blowing it the way they did to Will Levis, them losing the way they did to the Bills. I mean, the Bills needed a punt return touchdown, but didn't the Dolphins not score a touchdown in, like, their last 7-8 drives in that game? So
they were, for what it's worth, just like the Bills, they were missing a lot of key pieces.
Right. There were injuries.
They were missing Waddle in that game.
Because, man, like, their second half in that game, 3 plays, 9 yards, 4 plays, 11 yards, 3 plays, 1 yard, 3 plays, 3 yards, 4 plays, 23 yards, interception, game over.
Yep.
Like, oh my, come on.
Well, okay, ready? Here's part of my point. I don't really have a point yet. So it's before 7. You don't have to have a point. Who's the second leading receiver for the Dolphins in that game? Don't look.
Is it Chase Claypool?
No, keep looking. Keep guessing. I'll give you 1,000 years.
Is this Hill? Hill's number one?
Hill's number one, 7 for 82 and a touchdown.
I have one more guess only because I remember a couple of the, you know, okay, the journeymans that were on that team at the end. Was Robbie Chosen one of them?
No, he was not.
Okay, then I don't know.
It's not even Braxton.
River Craycraft?
No, River Craycraft had 1 for 18.
Mm.
It's not even Braxton Berrios, who had 2 catches.
I forgot about him. Is it the, it's not one of the running backs or anything?
Durham Smythe.
The tight end?
Their second leading receiver in that game was Durham Smythe with 3 catches.
Uh-huh.
Waddle out. So, you know, what's that worth to you? It doesn't have to be worth much. But, yeah, tight end Durham Smith had 3 catches.
Yeah.
And I don't anticipate that'll happen.
No, nope, that's right. That's right.
I am the one who, for the last, ever since the Dolphins did put up 70 against Denver, and maybe even before that, I'm the one that says, I'm not as confident as everybody else. I don't think the Dolphins and the Bills are as far apart as eight out of 10. Josh Allen owns Miami. His big, huge, massive games are a coach ago. Full coach ago. They played here in the playoffs. It was tight. Tighter than you wanted it to be. They played here at the regular season in the snow game where I wish it were colder and we're throwing snowballs at them, where the Bills needed it to win the division, and the Bills won it on a kick at the death.
Yeah. Was that a bad Allen game, though? They scored 34 in that game?
The Bills?
Yeah. Right, 34-31?
I don't know if it was a bad Allen game. I know the Bills. He had a strip sack fumble. I know that.
Yep.
That they brought one back.
Oh, I remember that in the second half,
Dolphins,
right?
Took the lead,
yeah,
in that game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I'm not nervous. I'm just in the minority here where I feel like careful acting like you're always going to be ahead of them. Because Mike McDaniel and the offense that he's built, even though it hasn't put up monster numbers against this Bills team, and Tyreek Hill does not often go off against these Bills with Sean McDermott.
Yep. His lowest yards per game against any team in the league.
Is the Bills.
And they've played him seven times in the regular season.
In the regular season.
Yeah, but in the regular season, they have his number. They had his number last year, right? He didn't go nuts.
In the final,
he didn't have against the Jaguars.
In the final game, he had 82 yards and a touchdown.
But that's, you take that. Right.
I mean, what's his career average? Is it 95?
Maybe.
You held him one catch off the board. 80. If he has 82 and a touchdown on Thursday, you'd sign up?
I'd sign up on a heartbeat.
Is that a good day?
Yes.
Stopping a receiver?
Because he's someone that I'm afraid of going for 203.
Right, but 203 is not a normal receiving day.
No, but he does that. But does he do that every fourth time, every fifth time? Maybe not that much, but a game where he breaks it open and... He doesn't really do that against McDermott defenses. He has good games like that, but does he ever break it open and take the game over?
Well, just to give you a comparison, Tyreek Hill in his final season in Kansas City, because Mike McDaniel, by the way, it's another point for the Dolphins here, they have opened up Hill, unlocked Hill to another level. In Tyreek Hill's final season in Kansas City, his yards per game was 77.
Yeah.
And he put up 82 and a touchdown against the Bills in the last one. Now, last year, he had 1,799 yards. That's like 100 yards per game.
Yeah.
And not quite a touchdown per game, but close.
Right.
The year before, 1,707 touchdowns. So Hill is always a threat. And the Bills, you can say that they do a good job against him, because they do. But that's because they're definitely focused on him, right? No one's prepared to make the point that he's worthless to them because he doesn't go off against the Bills. Like, aren't the Bills spending 85% of their time talking about what to do with him? And that's probably why Jalen Waddle, you can remember having some decent days against the Bills when he plays. He did not play in the season finale last year, week 17, week 18 in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
They also didn't have in that game Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing both their pass rushers. They still really are without their top pass rushers who are recovering from injuries.
Phillips looked awesome.
Okay, good. Phillips looks great.
Yeah.
They got Chop
Robinson.
Which
is amazing.
Well, he's coming off an injury, but if he looked great, then there you go. That's an answer for
it. He had a huge, I think, two and a half minutes left. The Jaguars had like third and six, maybe, and a chance to kind of move the ball down the field and kick a field goal. And Phillips got to Lawrence in like a second. It's unbelievable watching him with just tearing his Achilles in December. Here we got Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers. I know they're older quarterbacks, very different, but they just tore their Achilles and they look like they can't move. And Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles in December and he looks like he might be back. So, but they are missing Chubb. They are missing Bradley Chubb in this game. The point from earlier about like how it unraveled at the end of last year, doesn't it feel like them blowing the lead has been reacted to more so as, oh no, you're not close. You missed your one shot. That was your chance to stay above us, and you blew it.
Maybe from a lot of Bills fans, yes, but I wouldn't do that at all. Act like the only chance the Miami Dolphins have to beat the Bills is last year. If you do that, you have to do that with the Bills and the Chiefs in the playoffs? You missed your best chance. It's over. You'll never do it. I wouldn't do that. You're going to have more chances. Miami is going to have more chances.
Did they miss their best chance?
No. Their best chances are still to come. It's like saying that the 49ers missed their best chance to win a Super Bowl because they were on the doorstep multiple times. But it's an easy thing to say because you were close. Mm-hmm. But there's no reason to think it's not going to happen. I mean, the Bills lost a game to Brady in Allen's second season, right?
Yep.
Would we have said that's your best chance ever? Like, then Brady leaves and they win all the time.
Allen, by the way, is riding a 5-game streak of throwing for 300 yards against the Dolphins.
Will he continue that?
Yes. Yes.
Are they going to throw it enough for him to do that?
Like, even wasn't last year was a struggle for their offense, right? Like he in that finale, man, I didn't realize his stat line was this good in that game because the Bills only scored, 14 points on offense? But they had two turnovers on the Dolphins' side of the field, one of which was inside the Dolphins' 10-yard line. Allen, again, you had some of the turnovers. He had two picks, one of which, by the way, was like a fourth down, just chuck it to the end zone because I have nothing to do here. But whatever, that counts. In that finale against the Dolphins last year, Allen was 30 of 38 for 359 yards and two touchdowns. And that was with a Joe Brady team that was not really throwing the ball that much. And he put that stat line up against the Dolphins. It's Vic Fangio. There's differences between last year and this year. Just, I don't know. Like, I know some of the scores are close, but I don't feel like the Dolphins have ever had an answer for the Bills on offense. And I feel like Sean McDermott's had a better answer for the Dolphins offense than a lot of other people have, especially Tyreek Hill individually.
Well, almost every playoff team has had an answer for the Dolphins' offense to some point.
That's true.
Right? Like, the Chiefs had no trouble.
Yeah.
The Cowboys had no trouble, really. That game was relatively easy for them.
That was the one. Wasn't that the one they lost? Or am I wrong on
that? The Cowboys beat them.
Oh, okay. I think.
Or is that their only playoff win?
No, sorry. I think that was their one win.
Oh, okay.
I think. But otherwise, I'm not 100% sure on that, though.
They did. They beat them 22-20.
Okay. But all the other playoff teams they lost.
Like they got hammered by the Ravens 56-19.
Yes, that happened. Yeah. And there were a couple of others, I think, along the way in there somewhere.
They blew out the Jets twice.
Okay.
Looking at last year.
They blew out the Panthers, right? There was a Washington game, maybe. They blew them out.
Yep.
But I don't know. McDermott with Hill is one thing. Man, that week 3 game last year after they scored 70, like maybe the most impressive thing looking back on that game is not even that they held the Dolphins to what they did, because that game actually started, remember, with the Dolphins score, I think.
Yes.
But the one thing the Bills did against Tua in that game that you never see is they got him to hold on to the football and take sacks. And nobody does that. And I don't know how they did that. Was that just the communication was lightning quick? Was that the scheme was perfect? I don't know exactly what it was remembering from that game. All I know is that was a football game where Tua is a quarterback that wants the ball out within 2 seconds, first, second read, one of those first two, and the ball's out. And the Bills made him stand back there and take sacks.
His line has been an issue for a couple years.
Yep.
They beat that by, and this year it's not expected to be great again, but they beat that by getting the ball out quickly. It's one of the things that's amazing about Mike McDaniel's offense is that they get it out quickly, and they also throw it down the field successfully. Well, I got a Twitter poll up about it. 4 of the last 5 Bills-Dolphins games have been 1-score games. in six of the previous seven double-digit wins for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Which timeline do you think this Bills-Dolphins game lands on? Close game or Bills blowout? No one thinks Miami blowout is possible. Although...
That's true. The Bills have the record now for most games in a row without losing by more than six.
Are they due? Just to have a stinker? Because sometimes when they have a blowout loss, it's just a stinker. They lost to Tennessee by 25, and what do we say? Like, eh.
Just a bad day.
They turned it over a bunch of times. Trey White missed that game, I believe, and Josh Norman got hit for a touchdown.
Okay. Eh. Fluky play at the beginning.
Right. The Bills. The Titans had, I think, I'm sorry for remembering this game.
This is what we have to go back to, though, right? Like, the last time they were blown out.
I'm pretty sure I can remember the next day coming in and saying, the Titans had six drive starts at the 30 or closer. Like, the Bills 30 or closer, and put up 42 points. I'm not mad at the defense. What are you supposed to do? So, it's been a while since they had an outright stinker, and a long time since they had one against Miami. 803-0550, it is Miami week. Quick note I had for you. We're going to be, of course, charting Devin Achan, Raheem Mostert.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jalen Wright was asked about his availability. He's the Miami rookie running back. Will he play? And there might be a little bit of Kyle Shanahan, Jordan Mason, be careful what you say in this answer.
Mm-hmm.
But Dolphins rookie running back Jalen Wright told David Ferones, who is from the Sun Sentinel, the Orlando Sun Sentinel. He said about Devin Achane and Raheem Mostert, they may be a little banged up, but I still expect them to play. My main thing is I got to be ready for that time whenever that time is. Whenever that time's to come, it's my opportunity. He said, being inactive Sunday, he understood it, took it professionally, first NFL game. But Achane was a healthy and active in his first game. So there's rookie running back Jalen Wright, who would get the call if one of those guys can't go. And he says he thinks they'll be good to go.
Okay.
For what it's worth. Achane, man. If he's healthy, that's a scarier animal than James Conner. That's a much more dangerous running back than most that they face. And he was torching the Bills in that game here in Orchard Park last year. 803-0550, happy Wednesday. Jeremy and Joe with you. Sal joins us in the 7 o'clock hour, as does Joe Marino. Got to give you a preview of what he had to say. He had a nice, delicately worded tweet not to anger some of the Bills Mafia. I've got a snark cannon ready for Joe Brady and Dalton Kincaid. I'm sure we'll get some trivia mixed in. And a beautiful stretch of weather on the way as well. Holy cow, it's going to be 80s for a week.
80s for the, I thought it was a couple days.
I'm looking at all going into like next Tuesday, the high is 81.
Woo!
Yeah.
Summer with one last bang at the end here.
You mean fall with totally normal, seasonable fall weather that happens every year. Is that what you mean? Every year. Wow, it's like summer.
Yeah.
All right.
I need a little bit of a chill. Doesn't feel like a fall to me if it's 82.
Yeah, we're playing golf today. I wish it was like 50. Sorry, just
50.
55.
I was going to say, that's a little, 50 or 82 right now?
50.
All right.
I'd rather wear pants and a quarter zip.
Yeah, all right.
I would take it. But I'm happy to golf when it's 82. 803-0550, close game, blowout. Are the Dolphins getting any closer? You can give us a call, 803-0550 on WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.